Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Us right now on the Harbor One hotline, and unfortunately his arch enemy Ken Laird is no longer on this radio show, so it's a safe space for Matt Light. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Hill Dog. How are you, man? It's been way too long.
I know. What's it? You're enjoying your summer? Everything going all right?
Well, we just made the trek back to the Northeast, so hello, New England. And we had 6 weeks in Ohio running camps for the Light Foundation. It was incredible. Had a great time. But we're transitioning back here to hopefully a little beach time, mm-hmm. a little less swamp and mosquito from the Midwest, and maybe a little bit more ocean breeze.
Now, are you like Wiggy? You feel like Hampton Beach is the best beach on the East Coast?
I don't have a best beach, right? I mean, I'm not... Yeah, well, here's the problem. You have so many different beaches. You got the main beach experience. You've got the, you know, North Shore. You've got, you know, the south facing beaches down in Kingston and in the Rhode Island area. I mean, how do you choose? Come on. I mean, we're spoiled here.
Bo Wiggy has declared he was at Hampton all day yesterday. He's declared it the best beach that there is in
the
world.
It's boardwalk and pizza.
Yeah.
Mm. I get to the boardwalk and my pizza and be a few feet away from the beach?
That's all you care about.
That's it.
Not the same.
I just want to know what are you rocking on the beach, Wiggs? I mean, are we going like old school? Are we European style? Like, what's your look?
You know what? I've tried the European style. Not really a
really?
Comfortable fit. Yeah. So I generally go with like the, you know, basic, more of like a tennis short type of thing.
Okay.
You know, I like the thighs to breathe a little bit.
Yeah, you need a little extra ballroom.
Yeah. And I go, you know,
well, you're getting older. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, and you go, and you got built-in underwear in the swim trunks.
It's gravity. Yeah,
it's the built-in ball huggers. But the water's so cold, I rarely never get balls deep because forget about it. It's freezing.
It's probably warm yesterday.
It's never warm.
It's never warm in Hampton.
I'm going to give you a quick blast from the past, right? So my senior year at Purdue, we, as offensive linemen, thought we were going to do something that we thought was hilarious. Well, I thought it was hilarious, and I went down to where the swim team gets all their gear, and I said, hey, I need 5 44s. And the guy laughed at me, and he's like, I have 138, and I have 436s. And I said, we'll take them. And we went up, and on media day, the one day where no one is interested in talking to an offensive lineman, we got some serious coverage with very little coverage as we wore Speedos and our shoulder pads with no jersey and a helmet. And I think we didn't even have shoes on or cleats on. And we walked out there, and it ended up on the cover of USA Today saying a little protection goes a long way for Drew Brees.
A quick Google search, Matt, will bring it right up.
Oh, we're going to share that on the Twitch feed.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
We need our vice president of Twitch services, Amen Corner, to get a hold of that and put
that's
it on the
like
Twitch
feed. That's like Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition type of stuff.
So,
well,
listen,
thank you. Yes.
Can you do me a favor? Well, maybe you won't be doing me a favor, but ad nauseum, all I hear on this radio program from Chime and from Wiggy and others is what a disaster this Patriots team is going to be when it comes to the way in which they are calling what may be a new offense. Are you as concerned as they are about that down there?
You know, here's the thing, right? I mean, it's like deja vu over and over again. Like this, you know, you have this idea that something's going to happen, and then it's like, oh my goodness, yes, they're doing it again. This is actually happening, and that is the training camp and all through the preseason freak out based on what's happening in the camp, right? And all these predictions and everything that happens. I reserve, you know, any judgment on how the offense or defense or special teams will be for the season until about week three, right? Because at this point, what are you basing it on? A whole bunch of guys that are just trying to get reps and figure things out, especially when it comes to the offense. And Wiggy knows that when you get into training camp, and this is a universal truth in the NFL and basically at every level, the offense always takes time. Even the best offenses take time. Defenses always will outperform in so many categories early on in training camp. And then what you see is the offense starts to really show its true colors maybe halfway, three quarters of the way through. You start to see some stuff in the preseason games. And then week one, you see what the reality is for the guys that are on that team, and hopefully it continues to get better. So, you know, look, at this point, play calling, I don't even worry about play calling. I just want to know that they're going to have enough guys lining up that understand their role and how to do their job.
Well, Wiggy was worried, concerned, because yesterday – Bill was standing next to Matt Patricia. Matt Patricia had the mic. Bill was telling him the plays to call. I mean, does that worry you?
No, I mean, look, I mean, I think no matter who it was, you go back to Charlie Weiss and, you know, Billy O and obviously Josh and the different guys that have had that role that, you know, we felt pretty comfortable with. There was a time where they didn't have a damn clue, right? And so I think Bill has always been, you know, and obviously it has a big role in every phase of the game. He is the guy. I mean, he's the head coach. So you would expect that he's going to be very close to someone who is filling a new role or taking a different, you know, aspect of their coaching duties. And he should be there.
Well, see, Matt, the concern that I have is that it then takes away from Bill being able to try to get the focus on the defense if he's so focused on the offense, where in years past, you know, Charlie Weiss had a good handle on the offense when he was here. You obviously know better than I do because you were with Josh McDaniels and Billy O. And so the confidence might have been a little bit better in those guys because they had a better handle on it, where it seems like Bill is really entrenched in the offense and maybe might not be able to give the defense as much love as he has in years past.
Well, I mean, look, on that note, right, I think the one thing that you can, you know, really feel comfortable with is that, you know, a guy like Coach Belichick is going to be prepared regardless if he's running every duty. I mean, that's how I feel. I mean, you know, Wiggs, you were in there. You saw, you know, how he's the first guy in, last guy to leave. You know, he understands everything. I mean, my goodness, what is it, 45 years of coaching experience or more? You know, I think he's able to do all those things, and I think that he actually thrives in those situations. I mean, you know, the best defensive guys, you know, the best defensive coaching minds understand the offense as well as any offensive coordinator could possibly ever do it. Maybe it's different when it comes to play calling, but I don't worry about him being able to have the bandwidth. If anything, it may make both sides of the ball better.
So would you say that Matt Patricia also has that same understanding, being the defensive-minded guy for most of his career?
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, look, I mean, I can remember when Matty P, I think we talked about this, you know, earlier this year, but you know, he was the assistant to Dante Scarnecchia in that offensive line room. And, you know, when he made the switch over to the defensive side of the ball, I was kind of shocked. And then to see his, you know, kind of growth and the things he's done as a coach and the different roles and responsibilities, he definitely understands offense as well as anybody. But, you know, the issue or the concern is definitely the play calling ability, right? Because that is an art. And you saw really good examples of creativity and experience and just the guts out of guys like Billy O and even Charlie and, of course, Josh. They had a knack for it. And that's what you hope we're going to see this season out of a guy like Matty P.
Shouldn't it just not be that surprising that Bill is putting a lot of his attention towards two guys who are in new positions for this team and less attention on two guys in Steve and Jerod Mayo that seem to know what they're doing? Shouldn't that be a good thing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, we have this tendency to, you know, look at change, right, no matter what it is in your life, and fear the change, right, or what's going to happen. I think in this scenario, you know, we have proven, you know, Matty P's proven, and especially in Bill's eyes, he's proven. But he's going to stay close to those guys because this is something different. It's new. And for nothing more than the fact that, you know, at the end of the day, you need the buy-in from the players, right? So, you know, you can have certain coaches at certain positions, even in the coordinator realm, that aren't maybe at the A level or A plus level, right? Because those players will adapt and they'll be the ones making the real plays on the field for sure, but they still need to have the buy-in. And I think that's what you're going for right now in this training camp. All the transition, all the change, everything that's new and different, these players need to know and feel that they're on the right path.
Hey, Matt, how many wins do you think for this team this year?
I can remember back in my days at that four-letter network, I never played that game. I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be a typical Patriot Belichick coach team. They're going to go out there. There's going to be highs and lows. We're going to wish that they were more creative or did more, you know, wildly, you know, creative blitzes or, you know, that they do things different in their offense. But I think they're going to be steady Eddies and they're going to continue to get better as the season goes on. And I think they'll make the playoffs, whatever that takes. You know, it's anybody's guess.
Why didn't they get better last year? Why'd they lose 4 or 5?
Well, I think there was a lot that went into play there. You know, look, I mean, you can blame it on injuries. You can blame it on, you know, some of the refs, you know, and some of that stuff. But at the end of the day, I just don't think they had the guys that they thought at certain positions that were going to pull through for them. You know, hopefully that's not the case this year. Again, but you're talking major transition, you know, for the last 2 or 3 years here in New England, and it's not easy to overcome, you know, personnel and coaching changes like they have. I mean, they've done a pretty good job, but not to the standard that we are accustomed to here.
Well, Shyam, just another Belichick honk, right?
Hey, man, I'll stand on my hill.
Knows nothing about what he's talking about, Matt Light.
No, Matt knows far more about the game of football than I will ever know life. Okay. But, you know, I've seen what I've seen, and I've learned what I've learned, and I have my beliefs. And that's
how about Greg, Shy, kind of put you on the spot?
Yeah, call me out in front of Matt. Like, it's fine. Like, he views Matt Patricia very differently than I view Matt Patricia, and that's okay.
Well, he played under the man.
I get it. Trust me, I understand.
I mean, it's amazing with the mastery that Matt Patricia has of both offense and defense. He failed so miserably in Detroit when they were a playoff team with Jim Caldwell when he arrived.
Hey, listen, here's what I will tell you. You know, I think in the NFL today, if as a coach you can somehow, and this is the hardest thing in the world to do these days because they don't practice, they don't hit, they don't prepare themselves the way they need to, I know I'm the old timer uphill both ways, but if somehow as a coach you can get your team to play smart, nasty, and fast, and Wiggs will remember that, those three words, you know, smart and nasty and then play fast, then you're going to do really well in the NFL today. But to do that, it takes extraordinary effort and a lot of communication, and it's just very difficult. And that sounds weird, right? But back in the day, that was kind of an easier thing to force your team into. Now, it's almost impossible. But if you can get an edge, and that's what I want to see, right? As an NFL, you know, fan of the league and fan of the game, I just want to see guys going around and flying around the field and loving hitting people. And hopefully there's not 7 million flags because it is the game of football, right? I mean, wouldn't it be nice to get back to that?
That ain't happening, though.
All right, you have an event this weekend, which I would love for you to plug.
Yeah, buddy, we're going to be at Yankee Spirits right there in Swansea. We got 100 teams throwing some cornhole, big cornhole competition. Mm-hmm. We got food trucks. It's going to be phenomenal food, great time, and we're throwing a lot of keel around. So if you want to come down, have a cocktail. It's 1 to 4. We're going to be, like I said, competing and raising money for the Life Foundation as well through some awesome auction items. So, hey, come out tomorrow afternoon, hang with us for a while, have some fun, and support the foundation, and stay balanced, as we say in Keelville.
That is Matt's vodka, Keel vodka. It's
refreshingly smooth, 58 mm-hmm. calories, just the right amount of alcohol. Thank you for that.
That's if you're buying it in Russia, it will cost you a good 20 kubles.
Yeah, I love kubles.
As Courtney said earlier, that is Keel with a K. And I want now, Matt, you're biased, but I wonder if who's got a better vodka, Matt Light or Ty Law? I think have you ever tried Ty's?
Who can drink more vodka? That may be the better question between Ty. He is an experienced veteran, a Hall of Famer. So at no point, Hill Dog, will I enter into this competition.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
Ty can go.
Go hang out with Matt this weekend and play some cornhole and enjoy some Keel. And it's always great having you on the show. Great to talk to you. And I hope I see you soon.
Yeah, buddy. Right back at you. Everybody have a great weekend and good to be back.
All right. Matt Light, here's Courtney with what is trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
What's on deck this season? How about a beautiful new deck and rail system from TimberTech at CCL Homescapes in Abington? You'll see a huge selection of TimberTech products. TimberTech decks are a low-maintenance alternative to wood. Let the experts at CCL help you enjoy life from your new deck. CCLCO.com. After a loss last night, 7-3, another one in Kansas City tonight for the Red Sox. First pitch at 8:10 with Josh Winkowski on the mound. You can catch all that action right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI, Red Sox Network, Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And make sure to join Mutt for the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 7:10, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism.
And one quick note here.
Yes.
It is amazing how we like to forget the recent history. The Detroit Lions, with Caldwell as their head coach, a guy who I have never seen speak on the sideline, won 9 games consecutive years, made the playoffs. Matt Patricia inherits a 9-7 team with Matthew Stafford, the reigning Super Bowl MVP, as its quarterback. And he goes 6-10, then 3-12-1, and then he's fired. And we're talking about this brilliant mind on offense. How do you win 3 games with Matthew Stafford as your quarterback?
It's okay, Curtis. Bill Belichick gave him the seal of approval, so he's got to be a good coach.
I mean, he may Matt come Light here and be great.
Matt Light is an idiot.
Well, do you think no it was idea. The refs' no fault idea. They lost the 4-5 games?
Yeah, he had no idea what he's talking about.
And he also said that like they have new guys that might step up in those positions that guys didn't last year. They didn't change the roster. All they did was add Devontae Parker and Terrence Mitchell, and they let J.C. Jackson walk. I don't understand who's all of a sudden going to step up that wasn't here last time.
Well, we convene week 3.
I mean, they didn't make the Bills punt in 2 games, and Matt Light's blaming the refs.
Call Matt Light back.
I the man played the game, played mm-hmm. it there, won many Super Bowls, yep. So I feel like he may have an inkling about what is going on, but that's just me.
But he did make my point, which my point was the hottest thing to do, and this has been my kind of, I don't want to say criticism, but my concern is the play calling.
He said the hardest thing was to coach guys up.
No. He said
and get guys to play.
He said that
it's on the players.
He said the challenge is going to be him calling plays on Sunday. That's the rhythm of the game. That's the most important thing. The game plan part of it is easy. It's when you get out there on Sunday, What are you doing as a play caller? And Matt said the same thing I said. That's where his, if there is a concern for him, it's going to be what type of play caller he is.
But there are guys who you all consider to be great coordinators who don't end up being great head coaches.
Yeah, I don't know.
It does it.
That's absolutely right.
It happened with McDaniels.
It happened with McDaniels. It happened with Charlie Weiss at Notre Dame.
And if Matt Patricia were here as the defensive coordinator, I'd say just like McDaniels, he's back in his comfort zone where the team has won a Super Bowl. The point that was made in the conversation with Matt Light was regarding his overall knowledge of both offense and defense and his mastery of the game. And I am simply pointing actual data that suggests the opposite.
And even with Matt Patricia, he wasn't that great of a defensive coordinator. He had a top 10 defense once ever. A top 10 pass defense once. Like the guy, I don't understand why he's not like a Kyle Shanahan offensive coordinator that may just not be a great head coach. Like, that's not the case.
All right. What else, Courtney? Anything else?
The Woo Sox saw their first no-hitter in team history. Michael Wacha was a part of the making of the history books yesterday. He retired the first 13 batters he faced. He walked a batter, then bounced back with a strike. He struck out 8 of the 15 batters he faced, and he threw between 93 and 95 miles per hour. So that's good news for the Red Sox when you look at that, and congrats to the Woo Sox for their first no-hitter.
All right. Excellent.
That is what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
All right, everybody. Hydrate. Eat pretzels because those have salt. 81 degrees, mostly cloudy right now. Afternoon high of 92. But hey, be careful out there if you're at Granite Links, Greg. 50% chance of afternoon thunderstorms.
Ooh, I better play early today. And then head inside for a snack. A healthy snack.
A healthy snack.
Maybe. Kale chips.
Ooh, kale chips?
Yeah.
Those are lovely.
Yeah, kale chips and maybe some spinach, some kind of spinach. Is spinach dip okay?
No.
Yeah, it
but
is.
You gotta
it
ask,
spinach
you got to ask Trainer Dan about that one.
All right, we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Never knew how to act. When the
Crash and Keith coming up at 10, and I'm guessing back in the studio and probably delighted to be back where the air conditioning is, I would assume.
It was probably a hot one on that training camp field.
Speaking of training camp, what is your issue with the Twitch chat this morning, Shine?
Well, no, they're just all over me today because they decided that I'm not allowed to be a free thinker and have my own opinions on football because I never played or coached a sport at any kind of professional level. No. So I have to be a Belichick drone and just assume that everything he does is okay and great.
Are you calling Matt Light a Belichick drone?
No, I'm just saying in general that the people of the Twitch chat don't particularly care for me actually having an opinion on something.
I hope that Shime's spicy takes continue as we start talking to one Bill Belichick.
Nope, I'm not allowed to have spicy takes, Courtney.
You could be honest. We all, like all of us former players that played for Bill, we're a little bit biased towards Bill and his approach. So
I mean, a lot of people in this region are. The guy helped bring 6 Super Bowl titles. I'm well aware of that. I understand that. But at the same time, it does not simply make him infallible. He is not a god. He is not omnipotent. He is just a human being.
There's just two people.
He's a coach
like
of football.
Tom Brady and James. But very exciting day for me. I just came to a good realization that there's a lot of people that listen to the show that are complaining about negativity 4 hours a day, 5 days a week while listening to the same show, which seems ironic. People that occupy a chat for 4 hours a day complaining about everything that's said on a show they choose to listen to on their own volition.
Well, they want you to be optimistic about the New England Patriots.
So they want to have their own coddled opinions just sort of curated and released like a little, like a bird flying away from the nest.
Yes, yes.
Oh, because I thought you wanted to listen to, for me, I like diversity of thought.
You're a true fan, aren't you looking at everything from a realistic lens to see your team do better?
Yeah, but I think it's odd to be so... You are somebody who always says that you don't pay much attention to training camp.
No, I don't pay much attention to the preseason games.
Okay.
It's a little bit different than what you said last year.
No, it isn't.
It's a little bit.
Go back and get the tapes.
No, a little bit.
Selective hearing, but go ahead.
Speaking of the tapes, are we going to try Hot Mike in a minute? Do you want to try Hot Mike with Wiggy?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do that in a minute. But yes, go back to the tape. You're not generally focused on what happens in training camp.
Many guys preseason.
So I think it's a little bit odd. When Matt Light says he waits until week 3 to see what the team really is.
Ooh, home opener.
Matt Light doesn't think training camp, then you would say, though, Matt Light's like me then, if you're saying he doesn't believe in training camp either.
You and Matt Light were on the same page that week 3 was when we would start knowing what this team is.
I have said, and clearly you guys get selective hair and like the Adam Weiss guy, I said that the preseason games, you can't really tell much from that. The practices, you get more out of the practices. I've always said this before. You want to know where guys are slotted? Look in the first team huddle. Who's in the huddle with Mac Jones or back then? Who's in the huddle with Brady? So when you start to look at practices, those are the things that I look at. What are some of the things they're doing down there in practice? So if it's coming out of practice that Bill is calling some plays, the reason why he's doing that is because there's probably a good chance during the regular season he's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that I'm looking at. Those are the things that I look at the training camp practice situation. And then I look at more of the 11-on-11s. I don't, really care about one-on-ones. If somebody said, Devontae Parker made a great catch in one-on-ones, all right, so be it. Does he do it in 11-on-11s? Like, that's when there's a real pass rush. We talk about this all the time. Mac Jones goes 10 for 11 and 7-on-7. Well, there's no pass rush. You know what I mean? What's going on when it's 11-on-11 and those type of things in practice? And that's when you could start to see how the team is being shaped and molded. But, until week 3 of the season, you don't really know what you're getting from this offense.
I just remember just one thing, and I believe you that maybe we have selective hearing, but I do recall when Mac Jones was getting some reps and Cam Newton was still there. I do believe that you said that doesn't matter during training camp.
In the preseason.
During training camp.
In the preseason. Preseason games.
Wait,
I would
wait,
never.
You're right. You did say that preseason games are irrelevant. Look at last night. Do you think the Raiders? Do we learn a damn thing about the Raiders or the Jaguars last night?
Nothing at all.
But if they have joint practices where they set up specific plays against other teams, that's actually where the most evaluation's been going on lately.
And that was a big evaluation last year when they had joint practices against, I believe it was Detroit, and Mac had a really good camp against them. Cam was out. That's, let me tell you, I played like, you know, unlike Shime, I'm not going to say, you know, you got to play this game. But I will tell you, as playing this game, the most important part of training camp is the practices. The preseason game. How many preseason games did you see Brady playing? Mm. Or did you see Julian Edelman, a Gronk playing? It means absolutely nothing. It's only for those bubble guys to show that they can potentially, you know, contribute and make the team.
Like Jarrett Stidham lighting it up last night, you know?
I mean, listen, I just tend to believe that when you're somebody like Matt Light or somebody like yourself, maybe there's a bias. You're acting like I don't think you sound biased when it comes to Belichick. I think you're pretty critical of Belichick.
Yeah, I am, as because I look at it, all right, I play for the guy. I understand how great he is as a coach, but I also understand the mistakes that he makes, right? I'm with Curtis. I don't tell me you didn't play Malcolm Butler in that Super Bowl for whatever reason, and that was a good move. No, the fact that you let Brady go, or you allowed there wasn't some type of communication where he walked out the door, wasn't a smart move. Mm-hmm. So there are things that I will be critical about. The fact that you're putting Matt Patricia in a position to be the play caller on Sundays, I have some concern with, because he's never done it before. Hey, he could be good, but this is something that is brand new to him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do we have an intro for Hot Mike? Give me something.
Woohoo.
Give me the great Jesse Jackson.
The hot mic was hot.
Okay. Oh. So we're trying this out. What?
You had our mics hot?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
During the break.
I had nothing to do with this.
It is my pleasure to be able to listen to Wiggy and Courtney talking about things in their own particular way.
You ready for this, Courtney?
No, because this was not cleared. In the last break, I was talking about a past business opportunity that I was given.
Oh, okay.
No, that wasn't. That
okay,
wasn't
thank it. God. Okay, that you didn't get that part. Good.
Yeah, I don't even remember which break this could be.
Well, it's about Stifler's mom, the actress.
Oh, okay.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney was talking about this story where she had said that once she played that role, she was able to sleep with 200 new people.
Okay.
And so the two of you, before the news story aired, the two of you were discussing it, and here's the way it sounds in the studio.
Of course she's talking about celebrities. You think Aubrey Graham would be able to sleep with girls? Drake. That's my point. If he wasn't making songs, he would not be able to sleep with half these chicks he's sleeping with. These IG moms. So what year American Pie come out? 1999. I bet you like the stories that lady has. I bet she was banging like dude from Limp Bizkit, or who was the other guy? McGrath, what the hell's his, what group was he from? Who's the guy, McGrath? What the hell was the name of the song, group he was in?
Sugar Ray.
Like, she was banging all those, like, they were like, oh man, I'd love to bang Stifler's mom. You know, now she's probably like seeing him at Hollywood parties, and they're like, you know, she's probably like,
wow, she's so cute, Dane Cook's fiance.
Probably like, oh my God, I banged Freddie Prinze Jr. Her list of, like, you know, it was John Franco. He was a young, up and coming actor. Because that role made her like she was a freak. And if she welcomed that with open arms, you know she was.
The best part is we're talking about two completely different topics. We're talking to each other, but we're just talking at each other.
I'm stuck in here. Every day I'm stuck in here during those breaks.
Hot mic was hot.
Oh, that is very funny.
That is so perfect. Just two parallel conversations never intersecting.
He's like, that John Franco dude. What? Who?
Didn't he close for the Mets?
Who's right? Is it? What's the actor? What's his first name? Isn't it John Franco?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's right. John Franco.
A-plus, Greg. Absolute gold.
That
and then
is...
Courtney goes, ooh, Dane Cook's fiance is very pretty.
She is. I just, the age difference is shocking, but she's very
wow,
cute.
She's so cute, Dane Cook's fiance.
She's so cute.
I mean, oh, it's James Franco.
Oh.
That's the actor. Yes, it is. Wings out.
You know.
Okay, now we have to take this to the next level. Gresh and Keefe, slow burn the break conversation.
All right. Well, I think maybe we'll make that a regular feature.
I had no idea. I think that's pretty good.
That was very funny. That was very funny.
I may have another one if you want coming up.
Ooh,
okay. Maybe one more before we go.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right.
I'm surprised. There's going to be some bleeping out at some point.
All right. Well, you can listen to this show and this radio station, Hot Mic or Not, in several different ways. If you cannot listen on the radio, you can stream it every day at WEEI.com, or you can download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY, and listen to us from wherever you happen to be today, over the weekend, next week. And you can also ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Olé!
All weekend, Curtis, you're the official weather smoke of the show, or is it over tomorrow?
And just so you know, nobody's noticed, I have updated my bio on Twitter and Instagram as chief meteorologist of the Greg Hill Show. I believe I heard the right.
Excellent.
Yeah, 92 today. This morning, I was walking Pudge at like 4:20, and it was hot.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
Legitimately hot out at 4 in the morning. Absolutely disgusting outside, so try and get to an AC. Maybe go to the mall with Shime, take a walk.
You should add Marconi-nominated chief meteorologist.
Well, I work for someone who's the Marconi-nominated.
Curtis, you're a part of, you're a large part of any kind of success that anyone around you has. We all know that.
Well, I usually get blamed for failure. That's where I'm comfortable.
One more hot mic before we go, since it's a Friday, and might be able to laugh our way out of here.
This is sponsored by Hot Cheetos.
I need the hot mic. Shime.
God.
Shime, we got to tell you how to do this every time.
Jeez.
It's Friday.
It is Friday, yeah.
The hot mic was hot.
Shime's got 1 foot out the door, and he's already seeing Def Leppard and Motley Crue tonight. all right, so Courtney has been, during the breaks, has been obsessed with the fact that Dane Cook, comedian and actor, is marrying a younger woman.
Yeah, I mean, he's 50, she's 23. They've been together for 5 years. And if my math is correct, right, that would mean he was 45 and she was 18 when they started dating.
Okay. So Wiggy and Courtney were having a conversation during the break about that, which, once again, I had to listen to. And here it is, caught on the hot mic.
Ew, they've been dating for 5 years, so that means that he started dating her when she was 18.
Cool.
Dane Cook. And he was 45.
When she was 18?
That's when they started dating.
Why is it a problem that people... Why is it that people have a problem with it now, but when they think of their grandparents, they talk about how beautiful the love is? Like, a lot of grandparents... The guy's generally a lot older.
Not that much older.
Oh, yes.
No. My grandfather's older than my grandmother. But
no. I'm saying, like, your grandfather might have been 26.
and your grandmother might have been like 15 at the time. And they've been married for 50 years, and it's like, oh, what a beautiful thing.
You got to get the hot mic segment going. I just listened to literally 7 or 8 minutes.
Okay.
There you go.
What? That's how long they've been married, not the age gap.
I know, but we were just, you know how we have like couple conversations going? You know, Dane Cook led to another conversation.
Oh, my God.
How your mind goes, where your mind goes is fascinating to me.
It's a different conversation.
It's fascinating.
I mean, you see it all the time.
Like a lot of grandparents, like the grandpa was like 10 years older and he married a 15-year-old.
Yeah, they've been married for 50 years. And now it's like, oh my God, look at the love has been around forever.
The beautiful love, that is a good line. Oh my God.
I mean, think about it. You know, when they've met, they've had 15 kids over the years and now they got, you know, like 70 grandkids. Oh. What a beautiful thing.
I can't wait for the next one next week where Wiggy says, I can't believe these kids were brilliant in Puerto Rico, fluent in Spanish.
Yeah, well, you know, we have multiple conversations.
Yeah.
Like our conversations lead to other conversations. Like the conversation that we had about the hot mic before that with the girl Stifler's mom was also a window into Dane Cook and his relationship.
That's right.
I know. And how cute his fiance
kinda
was.
Like you guys are working things out for the show coming up.
I mean, I found stuff out about Aaron Judge and that he got married in 2021.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wife had a DUI in 2020 and used him as an excuse when...
Why wouldn't you?
Right.
I mean, that's a
fine... Might as well.
We cover all of our bases during the break.
I still can't get over the grandparents being married for 50 years.
I know.
Being like Dane Cook being older than his girlfriend.
Well, you know, it wasn't a big deal like when an older guy back in the day married a younger woman.
It's totally separate from the entire point that Courtney was making.
No, I know that, but it led to another conversation, Curtis.
I love you. Wiggy, more than
that made my Friday.
There you go.
That was a
and
good
that was
segment.
Sponsored by Hot Cheetos.
Hot Mike was hot.
This is horrible. Who's that? Gresh's head. Gresh's head in the Twitch chat doesn't like it, Curtis.
Head's listening.
I am just so grateful to work with the four of you every day. It makes me laugh and smile in a way that I would never on my own.
I don't want to smile. I don't tune into this show to smile.
Well, how are we so negative?
I know.
Like, we can't win. Either we're laughing too much and it's fake, or we hate everything and we need to smile, but never at the same time.
And what's that called? Isn't that like when people go, isn't that an oxymoron? No,
that's called someone who's always miserable telling everybody else they're miserable by projecting.
I hate this show. It's so negative. I can't listen to this show because all they do is laugh and giggle.
But you know why that's great with this show is that the on and off the air mirror one another. Everybody here is the same on and off. It's lovely. You know, like us or hate us, it's the same. We did remotes every day for a week, for a month, I mean. You saw us off the air where the show continues.
Well, Vasquez got traded, and they're talking about Dane Cook's girlfriend. What the hell?
You guys poo-pooed Rick in New Hampshire, who had elite information about Vasquez calling games rogue style.
And Greg, no one wants to hear about his workouts and the fact that he eats at Ocean Prime every day.
I just tuned in randomly. I hear them talking about their personal lives on the show.
I'm out there busting my hump.
There was one point that Curtis was actually sharing with the audience that he was happy to have a baby.
Shh, dump it.
I'm out there busting my ass every day, you know, lifting bricks. And this guy is eating lunch at Ocean Prime, and I haven't even seen Ocean Prime.
Right now, a chicken sandwich is $30 because of inflation, and Greg is talking about NEMA.
I mean... The Red Sox are back in it, and Courtney's talking about a dress that was stolen from her house.
Speaking of Ocean Prime, there are some prime sports in play today, and you guys are ignoring all of them.
Well, they are technically back in it. They're only 3 games on it out last wild card spot.
Keep beating that drum.
Let's wait till week 3, and then we'll come back and talk Patriots.
Greg is ignoring the Patriots to talk about his son being his roommate. I mean, what gives?
All right.
Well, it was a fun week.
It was a fun week. It was a great week.
You think we're going to get a book from Stifler's mom?
I think so.
About the guy she's banged?
I would.
I'm hoping so.
I hope she's like Greg and doesn't kiss and tell.
Why are you hoping for that book?
Because I like, she plays that role in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Like the freaky older woman.
Can you guys bring up that girl I hooked up with at the wedding again?
You like the freaky older?
Well, she plays that role in a lot of the movies, like the freaky older woman. It's like
Legally Blonde, she didn't play I guess a little bit.
Yeah, and the movie she was in with Tiffany Haddish, this new one. But she's like the girl from Sex in the City. What's her name? Kim Cattrall?
Oh, yeah.
They play that, like, Samantha. Freaky older woman. It's like, oh, wow. People really see that character. And it's like, ooh, you know what? She liked that in real life. And now we know Stifler's mom is.
Yeah.
You know, that's not like something that, you know, it's like, whoa.
I feel like we've lost, like, those movies created things that exist to this day, like MILF. I don't know if I didn't know of it before American Pie, if they created it.
Nah, yeah, I think you're right.
But it's like a huge Stifler's category mom porn was up. Like whenever you went out with your buddy's friends and there was a hot mom, it was like Stifler's mom.
Right.
Just, today there's no movies like that.
One of the best songs ever is Stacey's mom.
Right, she's got it going on.
I mean, well, what do you think you can't make a movie like that now? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just feel like we don't have the word is zeitgeist.
Mm. Yeah.
You probably can't make a movie like that anymore though.
Yeah, you can
it's too PC now.
I mean, you watch some of these movies. They're pushing the limits.
Well, you couldn't make Blazing Saddles right now.
Well, that's different.
Blazing Saddles.
What's Blazing Saddles?
Sounds like your weekend on Nantucket.
That is completely different, Gregory.
Yeah.
Unless Quentin Tarantino makes it and it stars Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I don't know what Blazing Saddles was. It came out in 1974.
You don't have the guy that played for the Detroit Lions?
That's Mel Brooks, the actor who.
A bunch of these actors, their headshots are black and white. So
yeah. That's.
Well, all right, Gresh and Keefe are next. We'll be back on Monday morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching on Twitch, and have a great weekend.
WEEI.
New England
Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. We'll be right back.